Well, the Federal Reserve did it. Yeah, they cut rates. And then what happened? Mortgage rates jumped once again, kind of like last September, the September before that. So where are rates going to go this time? You might be a little surprised what happened yesterday. Even after the Federal Reserve cut rates, what they did is they announced quantitative tightening that it'll start in December. And I'm like, okay, that's not bad news. But then the announcement after that is what shocked the market. So in today's video, we're going to go over what the Federal Reserve actually said yesterday and what really caused these to jump up the way they did. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, hopefully I can help you out in today's video, folks, because my name is Dan Frio. I'm a mortgage advisor, and I'm here to explain to you guys what in the heck's happening with those and the whys behind it. So here's what we had yesterday. We had the Fed coming in and they cut rates. Okay, that wasn't the shock. We knew the Federal Reserve was going to cut rates. But then what they said afterwards was this. They said, we're going to come in and we're going to announce quantitative tightening. Now, they said this last time. But then what they said is it's going to start December 1st. But what we're going to do with the money was the concern that the investors has. So here's what happens. Usually when you have bonds paying off, so let's say, for example, a bond matured, or it's a mortgage bond. So somebody paid off their mortgage, refinanced or whatever. So that money gets put back into the bond market. Okay, so the bond matures, money's available. And usually what happens is the Federal Reserve, when they get that money, they'll roll it back into the bond market. Okay, so what they announced yesterday is they're going to roll it back, but in short-term maturities. So two-year treasuries or two-year treasury bills, they're not going to buy mortgage-backed securities and long-term treasuries. Now, this is going to put some strain on the demand for treasuries. What's going to happen there? Well, if you have less demand for something, it's going to have to bring down the price of that product or whatever it is, and to find a buyer. Well, what do we know in the bond market? Well, let's get over to it. Here's what happened yesterday. So this is, and it's going to continue today. So when we had the announcement yesterday, here's what happened when the Federal Reserve said, okay, we're going to do quantitative tightening, but we're going to roll that money into short-term bills. And that freaked the market. And I didn't get it at first when I was doing my research last night. It finally clicked. So here's what they're doing. They're going to buy treasury bills. They're not going to buy any more of these or the long end of the bond. Mainly what this means is the prices of these are going to go down. What do we know in the bond market when prices go down? If you don't know, here's the key word. They go up. They go in the opposite direction. So if the price of bond goes down, which we saw yesterday, that's what happened with this. So it wasn't what the Federal Reserve came in saying anything about interest rates. It's basically they said, we're going to quantitative tighten. We're going to start December 1st. And what we're going to do with the money is what really shocked the markets. So let's get over and see how the reactions are going today. But this is going to be pretty difficult. So let me know if you locked in at these rates. You think they're going to go lower or higher? Let me know. I'll give you my take at the end of this video. So let's look at the market reactions. Treasury yields inch higher as investors weigh Fed's latest rate cuts. So again, they cut rates. But what they're going to do with that money as the bonds roll off. And if you don't understand roll-offs, just Google it. It's pretty simple. So that's what they're going to do, and that's what shocked the market. So we go over to here, and this was the reaction. Again, when this goes down, rates go up. So that's what really pushed rates up, and it's going down as well today. So let's get over to see the stock market, how it's reacting today. Now, what the markets are reacting to is because there's really no economic data, they're looking at earnings. Earnings are starting to crack a little bit. You go over through here. Here's the earnings report. All I want you to see is up above my head. These are earnings reports from Wednesday. Here's earnings coming out today, and there's not a ton there. Let's just go back to Tuesday because we got all that data. They're starting to get more and more red. Okay, what this means is these companies didn't hit their earnings, and they faltered. The greens are ones that really hit earnings. So you're going to notice a pattern. If they're in the green, they're in the AI or tech space or whatever, they're doing really well. If you're on other areas like just consumer staples, there was a study yesterday, millennials making less than 100 grand, they're really pulling back, and that's probably you guys out there. So let me know how I might be able to help you maneuver if you're looking to refinance or buy a house. My name, like I said, is Dan Frio. I do this report each day. Folks, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I've been doing this for over 35 years. I'd love to work with you. And the good news is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, let me explain to you some of the tools that we have right here and what I actually do. If you're a homeowner right now and you really want to find that best rate or at least track mortgage rates, because every time the Fed cuts, you're like, Dan, I just miss it. I missed it again. I don't want to miss it again. What do you do? Well, click the Rate Watch 2.0 tool. What this is going to do is allow allow you to give me what interest rate you'd be interested in refinancing. When rates hit there, I'll call you, text you, email you, and we'll go over the numbers. If you're a home buyer right now, reach out to us. Get pre-qualified. Make sure it's in your budget for that new home. Make sure you're getting all the products and all the perks that come with new home ownership. One of them is right down through here. If you're looking for some down payment assistance, even if you're not looking for down payment assistance, check and see if you qualify for this down payment assistance program. You don't have to pay it back. There's no lien on your property. So when you go to refinance down the road, you don't have to worry about adding any down payment loan to your balance. It's basically free money and it'll give you up to $7,000. So check it out. There's a whole bunch of things here that we have, but today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk to those veterans out there. So if you're a veteran, you know a veteran that's looking to refinance, we're here to help. Okay, so what we're going to talk about today is how those, especially with low credit scores, are getting just hosed. And there was a video by Jennifer. She's another YouTuber mortgage person out there, and she actually cracked the lid on this thing. And so I wanted to take it to the next step. So thanks, Jennifer, for starting this, but I want to talk to those veterans out there. So if you're one, please join me today live so we can go over and help you understand how refinancing or mortgage rates really work for you. Don't always trust your lender who thinks that they might have your best interest in mind. So if you want to learn more about mortgage rates, mortgage programs, if you can refinance or purchase, reach out to me. I'd love to help. My name is Dan Frio. I do the rate update each day to inform you guys what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. Hopefully you learned a little bit of something today. So reach out to us. We'd love to help. See you next time. Bye-bye.